Hello.
Oh, hi, Dustin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Miss Tina. How you doing? I tried to call you guys the other day. When y'all called me back, I was busy.
I figured. Yeah, that's why I thought I would follow up again. And I know we got the inquiry that you wrote on our site, but I wasn't sure if you already had an account with us or if you were wanting some information about our service.
I don't have an account with you guys, but the reason I was calling because I used I think my door's open. That was good. I used to work with Angie's List.
Okay.
And the way I'm used to them working was they'd bring calls in, like you'll send me leads. Do you guys do the same thing, or like how do you guys work?
So we're the other side of the coin, Angie's, and we deal with a lot of the Angie lead clients, by the way, because Angie's, they're a pay-per-lead program, right? So they'll sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. What we do is we would optimize your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing in a spotlight position. And you'd be set up where that potential clients would call you directly. So it's unlimited leads, and all we do is a flat rate month to month for the programming to keep you there. So rather than using a middleman, people would find you directly. Does that make sense?
Well, more or less like they use keywords like favorite contractor. Like I pop up on Google, like something like that.
Exactly. Yep. And I was going to ask you, is this still for United Paving?
Yes, it is.
Okay. How long have you owned that business?
I want to say because it was my dad's before me, so a little over, I want to say 35 years.
Wow, that's exciting. You know, I love the family-run businesses. I always feel that there's so much integrity and morals and ethics, you know, put into the work. So that's awesome. So you took over a year ago, but prior to that, your dad was running it for over 30 years, right?
Right.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, that could benefit you because I could put you into a new in business rate pricing, which would be, you know, a discounted rate, but we could still promote online that you're a trusted business in the community with over 35 years of industry expertise, you know, and that obviously helps with your conversion.
Right.
And then tell me a little bit about your target market, meaning how far do you go for a new client? Not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
Within the average range, I like to stay within, you know, 50 to 60 miles. So I'm located out of Huntsville.
Okay.
And like, I'm right at the Tennessee line. So I mean, if I got to go into Tennessee, yeah, that's okay. But I really try to stay out of that way because I don't like having to, you know, get different licenses for over there because my license is for Alabama.
Got it. That makes sense.
So it'd be like 50, 60 miles, you know, down, you know, toward Alabama.
Yeah, stay towards the Alabama side, right?
Yep.
Okay, got it. So
like the farthest I've ever went is, so I'm in Huntsville, and the farthest I went before is Birmingham, which I'm okay with that. If it's, you know, a lot of calls coming in, we'll try to stay up toward home base.
Yeah, it sounds like the bigger the job, the further you'd go type thing. I mean, it would have to be worth your while to go all the way to Birmingham, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. So now, other than using Angie's in the past, have you done anything else online? Like, do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything like that?
I did have a Facebook. Not Facebook, sorry. I did have a website at one point. I used a site called I guess GoDaddy is what it was called.
Okay.
I used them for a while. I think I got a Google account up right now. I'm pretty sure.
You do. I see it. I see your Google listing. Yep, absolutely.
And I'm trying to get some of that fixed because there is two. Wait, no. I'm pretty good on my Google reviews. Okay, yeah, we're good. I was thinking about Angie. I was trying to get my Angie thing fixed because I had somebody going there that had nothing to do with me that wrote a bad comment. So I'm trying to get them to take that off because it was complete. Different people used my name, and it was a whole big mess.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. But, yeah, you're right. The good news is on Google, you only have one review, but at least it's a 5-star review, so things look good. You know, when people see you up there, because that's the first thing they'll notice is the 5-star mentioning, you know. And then part of the reason I was asking you about the website and the business Facebook is we can definitely help you with all of that too, because you would need what's called our platinum package. It's the one that would take you from where you are now, which is, you know, a pretty weak internet presence, and give you the most dominant internet presence locally so that your phone is ringing with new clients. Okay, so what that package would include, Dustin, is not only programming United Paving onto the first page of Google and Bing, but we would also program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, I do. If I hang up or lose you, I might go through a dead zone. So if I hang up, give me like 5 minutes and call back just in case.
You got it.
I'm okay for right now.
Yeah, that's funny because I used to have this one area when I drove home, and every day I would get cut off in that one area no matter what. And then once I passed through, I was fine. So I'll definitely call you back if we get cut off.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I was saying is once we program you into the mobile platform, you'll become available from all of the searches conducted, from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how that component works, because you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm glad you gave me the heads up about cutting out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm starting to start, so I should be coming out of this dead zone here in a second.
Okay, yeah. I'll just wait. It's a little choppy still. I can hear it, but let's give it a couple of seconds. What I'll do also, Dustin, is I'm texting you my direct line just in case, you know, we do get cut off. I'll call you back, of course, but that way you have it just in case. My name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777. And then you do get text messages on this phone, right?
I sure do.
Excellent. Okay, so I sent that to you, and you know what? You sound crystal clear now on my end. Do I sound okay on your end?
Starting to just get over top of this mountain, so I should be all right here in a second.
Okay. What cell phone provider is that?
Verizon is where I go through. Verizon, I can't see no more. Verizon.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. I think it's just based on where their towers are located, you know, because you know, because you've been through it before, that you're going to cut out. So
right.
I appreciate
that. Yeah, I'm pretty
that.
Good right now. I think I'm out of my dead zone, so we're good to go.
You're out of the dead. Okay. So what I was saying, Lewis, about the Facebook ads is our company will help you get your business Facebook up and running. And then you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something,
okay,
you know, that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they came from. So that way everything is very transparent. Okay?
Okay.
So being that you don't have a website, do you still own the domain that you had before through GoDaddy?
I don't think so. I think it's been a minute since I've used it, so probably not. I might still have access to it, but I'd have to go check.
Okay, not a problem. We build Google-compliant websites here. So if your domain is still good, we would use it. If not, we would purchase a new one for you. They charge an extra $400 to put the sites together. But what I'm thinking is I can explain your situation to my director and see if there's any way that they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I figure it's 2024 and you're going to need a site anyway. Right. So I'll definitely,
right.
You know, do my best to get that included. And then, price wise, the platinum package, I can do a 50% reduction with your new in business rate since, you know, officially you're under 2 years as the owner of the business. So that would bring everything all the way down to a flat rate month to month of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $398. Okay?
Okay, so and $398 to start and then like $290 after like every other month or so.
Yeah, $299 month to month, and you're grandfathered into that where it would never go up. And that's the beauty of it. It doesn't matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. You're still paying that same flat rate. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, and what I'd have to do is, of course, send out the request for the site and explain the situation. And, of course, I'll get an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $398 out the door, including the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're going to be so thrilled with this, Dustin. So, did you create the Google page, by the way?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay, good. So, we'll send you an email that says, add us as a manager to the listing. That way we can go in and start optimizing it right away to show on the first page. An automated email goes out to all of our new clients asking for photos for Google verification. You can ignore that email because you already have a verified listing. So just refer to the one that you'll get that has the instructions to add us as a manager, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then for the confirmation email, do you want me to use the one that you put on that form, which is unitedpave01@gmail.com?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then your last name is Quick?
That's it.
Okay. And for the listing on Google, is this a typo or is it supposed to be United Paving, all lowercase, all one word? Or do you prefer it to be separated with the capitals in between?
I really don't know. Like in my eyes, I thought it looked better as one word, but it probably looked better as two. I don't know. I just figured it was one. Because usually it's like a capital U for United and a capital P for paving, all one word.
That's okay. So let me do it that way. So we'll keep it one word, but we'll capitalize. That way it stands out a little bit better. And then what is the business address?
It is, 1100
mm-hmm.
Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Way Northwest at Huntsville.
In Huntsville. And that's the address that you use to verify this Google listing, right?
No, I think it may have been 545 County Road 590.
Okay, let me put that in just so the technicians are aware. 549 what?
545 County mm-hmm. Road 590, that's Huntsville,
oh,
Alabama.
County Road, okay. What's the county road number again?
County Road 590.
And it was not Huntsville.
Hansville.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Okay.
Hansville.
Got it. Okay. So I'll put that was. Would you do you know the zip for Hansville, by the way? If not, I'll just Google it.
It's 35077.
Okay, perfect. Address used to. This the address on your Google Business page is hidden anyway, so it might not make a big difference, but I just want to make sure that the technicians are aware. And then I'm getting a response from my director, and they're giving me a promo code where I can include the site, which I'm so glad because I figure you're going to need that anyway. So just give me a second here because I have to activate this pricing so they include it for you. Okay, good. That's stuck. And then I can get this set up using a debit or a credit card. What works best for you?
I guess debit card.
Okay. And does it have your name displayed or the company name or both?
It's my name on the company, on the debit card.
Got it. Okay. Any middle name or initial or just Dustin Quick?
It is. Let me check. Mm-hmm. Dustin Quick Jr.
Okay. Dustin Quick Jr. And then is it the same billing address in Huntsville or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It's same billing as the 545 County Road 590.
Got it. Okay, let me go back. 545. And so give me the zip code one more time.
35077.
That's it. Okay, 350 and then Huntsville. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4430.
Okay.
4500.
Got it.
8216.
Okay.
7783.
And expiration?
0527.
Okay, and the code?
999.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Dustin, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Now, some of this voice recording is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I'm sorry. Can you give me, like, 5 seconds? I got a call coming in. I'm going to beep over.
Take your time.
And I'll beep
Go
right
ahead.
Back to you.
No problem. I'll wait for you.
Hello. Yeah, I'm back. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So what I was just saying is we're going to start the voice recording, and it's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me if it sounds repetitive of what I just asked you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
United Paving.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Owner and Dustin Quick.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
So what that means is if you do anything else for United Paving online, which you shouldn't have to because we're covering the search engines, the directories, the Facebook, the website, the whole nine yards, right? But let's say you did something else online for your business, just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 21st, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, the client interview, Dustin, that takes approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. We do have one opening at 4 o'clock today, your time, which is what, in about 30 minutes? If not, I can see what's open tomorrow.
What time would that be? About 4 o'clock, you said?
Yep, from 4 o'clock Central Time.
Shoot, trying to see. I should be able to. I'm headed to the bank right now. It's put me at the bank at 3:40, and I'm trying to think how long I want to be in here. Maybe like 10 minutes or so. Do it like 4?
What I'll do is when I grab this appointment, I'm going to block out the whole hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Central. So it's not going to take an hour. It's only going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes. So I'll grab this one, but I'll put a note in here for them to call you, closer to 4:30 if possible. Would that work?
Yes. If they could do that, it would be awesome.
Okay, got it. And if you get a missed call from them before that, you know, then don't panic. That's okay. But, you know, they're just trying to, you know, get it, squared away because they'll see that, oh, there's a 4 o'clock appointment. They might try to call you right away, but I'll let them know to, you know, call on 3 different attempts, but closer to 4:30. So. Sorry, I tried to grab the appointment and then it disappeared. So I'm going back and making sure I can still get it. Got it. Okay, I still got the appointment. That's perfect. Okay. Now, I'm looking at your Google Business page and you have some pretty heavy duty equipment, but also I noticed you did like some driveways and walkways and whatnot. So do you focus on driveways and walkways and big like streets and big paving jobs and parking lots, or what are you trying to specialize in? Or a little bit of both?
We mainly do residential.
Okay.
Residential driveways, asphalt seal coating, asphalt paving. We also do, in the winter months, when it gets cold here, a lot of folks, they don't like to pave driveways, so they'll do they want gravel, crusher run, stuff like that. So anything to do with a driveway, we do as far as gravel, milling, asphalt, steel coat and stuff like that. We do all that.
Excellent. Okay.
But we do a little bit of commercial work. Not mainly what we aim for, but we're typically residential.
These days, a lot of people are shying away from the commercial because sometimes, I don't know how it is in your industry, but sometimes they say there's a lot of red tape involved in order to get paid for the job at the end of it. There's approvals
much.
And so a lot of people like to stick with the with the residential jobs because they're quicker and easier and they get paid faster. So
a lot of commercial I worked with done in the past, like net 30 pay. I've even had as high as net 90 pay, where it's like 30 to 90 days before they get a check processed.
Wow. That's pretty intense. Yeah, I can see why that would be difficult. So now, I wanted to, since I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay.
But
Yep. When you click that, all you have to do is that'll open up a page that says local/terms of experience. So all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's going to be two boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then plug your name in exactly the way that I have it, which is Dustin Quick Jr. And then when you hit confirm signature, if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. That will be your signal.
I got to the username and password.
Oh, good. Then that means it went through successfully. Now, don't worry about the username and password right now because that information is in your welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in, okay? Now, one thing I wanted to ask you is, have you heard of Google Guaranteed Leads?
I have not.
Okay. Google rolled out about May of last year a brand new program. It's called Google Guaranteed, and people are absolutely loving it, especially ones that used to use Angie Leads and Thumbtack, because those companies, you know, sell the lead to you and everyone out there, okay? With Google, they found an exclusive way to send the lead only directly to you. And it's the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is you have to pass a background check in order to participate. But once you pass it, Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that, you know, you got a disgruntled client somewhere along the lines and they wanted their money back. Google would actually refund up to $2,000 of what they paid if it is a valid claim. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So part of the reason I was asking you what type of paving and asphalt jobs you're doing is this program is not available for all industries and all categories. So there's not a paving category for it for Huntsville. But there is a subcategory under landscaping, which includes paving, walkways, driveways, asphalt. And all we would charge in order for you to participate in it is a one-time non-refundable application fee, and that's $250. That application to pass the background check takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks. We're knocking them out closer to the four-week mark because it's a newer program. Once you're approved, the leads are they're $40 per lead, and the minimum budget to get started would be 13 leads within the month, so it would be $522. That doesn't mean you'd be spending an extra $522 per month, but what it means is that $522 13 lead budget works like an escrow account. So let's say once it's approved, that first month you take on 5 leads. Then the next month they would just charge you for 5 leads to kind of replenish that bucket. Okay, but they always want to have it at like that minimum of a 13-lead bucket. So is that something that you would like to try now since you're increasing your internet presence, or do you want to stick with the original program and maybe look at that one down the road?
I'll probably stick with what we got now and just, you know, try this out. Cause I've heard a lot of good things about you guys. That's why I called you guys in the first place.
Oh, I was going to ask you, how did you find out about us?
A cousin of mine, he works up in Ohio, and I guess he's used you guys for years. And he said y'all was, you know, fairly keen to, you know, to work with and, you know, very easy going. And y'all bring it, you know, more or less y'all, what y'all do, you know, he's got a lot of call-ins from it, you know, being on Google and everything.
Oh, that's good. If you give me his business name or his business phone number or something, we have an excellent referral program. So we know that business owners oftentimes are friends with other business owners. So he referred you, and then once you're on board with us for a month, he'll get a free month of basic service. And the same would apply for you. If you refer people to us, have them mention your name, and then once they've been with us for a month, then you get a free month of service. So I have guys all over the country that aren't even paying for this because they're using that referral program. So do you recall the name of his business or anything?
Yeah. It's a countywide paving, and it's, like I said, out of Ohio. I think it's out of Dayton, Ohio, maybe?
Let me see if I can find it. In the meantime, I'm sending you an email, too, on that Google Guaranteed program. So if you want to try it down the road, you'll get more information on it. And then let me look here. County. It sounds so familiar. I wonder if I've actually dealt with him. Is it Thomas? Is there a Thomas?
It should be Willie Burton.
Oh, Willie Burton. I've dealt with Willie before. That's why I recognize the name. Okay, I'm looking it up right now. Okay, I have his username here. So I'm gonna tag his account that he referred you. So next time you talk to him, let him know that we'll automatically apply that, you know, referral credit when the time comes. And then lastly, you're all good to go. I nailed down that appointment for you for 4 o'clock. You know, knock on wood, they'll call you a little bit closer to 4:30. So, if you have any other questions, you know, I'll answer them. If not, you're good to go for now until 4:30.
Okay. And then is it after that 4:30 appointment, then they'll send me the email, like, to activate the manager thing, or do I got to do that now?
I'll send it to you right now. You don't have to drop everything and do it right now, okay? But I will send it to you right now just so that you have it. And then, you know, maybe you can go in and add us as a manager later. And, again, the first email that's automatic that says photos needed for Google verification, don't worry about that right now. You might get an email like that down the road where Google would want to do another video verification, and that would just be if we're updating your address to Huntsville, which I think the technicians are going to recommend because you're wanting to focus more in that area. So that's probably a better move. So, you know, anything else that's needed, they'll be communicating that with you if you need to do some photos down the road or something like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you are all good to go. And I just sent you the instructions to add us to the Google Business page. So they'll probably, you know, be in your inbox within the next couple of minutes. And then down the road, if you ever needed me directly, Dustin, my name is Tina and I'm at extension 777. I texted that to you earlier just because you were going through that, you know, spot where I thought I might lose you. But that's also the same customer support number. So anytime you call in, if you wanted to make an update, have a billing question, anything like that, just hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you. And then, of course, if you want to talk to me, put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay. And one more quick question before we go. Like when they start setting up like the website and like everything that you guys are going to do, approximately how long does that take, give or take?
Website will be fairly quick. That usually only takes 1 to 3 business days. The Facebook ads will launch within under 2 weeks. The Google listing takes a little bit longer to get optimized on the first page. We quote 45 to 60 days. However, in your case, it's going to go faster because you already have a verified Google listing, right? We don't have to start from the very beginning. You're just adding us as a manager. Yeah, so I always tell people that it is the second month that you'll really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
Okay.
Got it? Okay, great. Well, I'm glad that everything worked out for you, Dustin. And if you have anything extra that you would like to put on the site, like we can pull the ones, of course, off of your Google Business page. But if there's anything special, like a logo or some before and after photos or anything like that, just let them know and they'll be uploading that on your website and on your business Facebook for you as well, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you as well. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.